Chapter 3. Cattleman. He could have been a cattleman, a bronco bustin' saddleman, a rough riding range man. Yes, he could have been, but he wasn't. There's a curious photograph of Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig at Dexter Park in Brooklyn, New York in 1927, at the beginning of a postseason barnstorming tour after the Yankees won the 1927 World Series. Ruth is shown sitting astride the hood of an automobile outfitted with the gently curving horns of a longhorn steer, decked out in full cowboy regalia, replete with lasso and 10-gallon hat. Ruth waves his hat to the crowd. All eyes are on the famous duo, but especially on Ruth, who broke the single-season home run record that year with 60 out-of-the-park wallops. But could the Sultan of Swat hit it out of the ballpark as a rancher? It's possible. As I mentioned earlier, he owned a farm, a large multi-acre tract in Sudbury, Massachusetts, 30 miles west of Boston. During the off-season, Ruth would often retreat to his farm where he would hunt, fish, clear trees, and chop wood. That is, when he wasn't running off to New York City to have some fun in his specially equipped limousine. What made it special? The 55-gallon gas tank that Ruth had installed in it so he wouldn't have to stop for gas on the way. The latter anecdote just might be the answer to the question posed above. It was Ruth's perennial running off to have some fun that would probably disqualify him from being a successful rancher. For instance, after his favorite English bull terrier got loose and killed a neighbor's pedigreed cow in the fall of 1925, an unfortunate rampage that set Ruth back several thousand dollars, Ruth told reporters that he hated farming, hated home plate farm, and was planning to sell the farm and move to Florida, which might not have been a bad idea given his dismal performance in 1925, a season that ended abruptly with a trip to the hospital with an intestinal disorder. Although he bought Home Plate Farm in 1922, Ruth was not unfamiliar with the area, having stayed in and around Sudbury while playing for the Red Sox, his first major league team. Like other Red Sox players, Ruth rented a cottage during the off-season, enjoying all that the rural environment had to offer. For a city kid from a strictly run orphanage, this was quite a thrill. One of the first places Ruth rented was a one-room cottage that Ruth fondly named I Hate to Quit It Cottage. The 25-by-50-foot room featured fold-down cots, a Franklin stove, a string of Japanese lanterns, an upright piano, and an assortment of flags from around the world, except for Germany, due to their role in the First World War. By 1922, Ruth was one of the highest-paid baseball players in the major leagues. He could afford to buy a second or third or fourth house, and he did, purchasing one of the oldest homes and largest with 12 rooms in the area. Along with the house, there was a barn, a garage which supposedly could accommodate 4 horses and 12 cars, and a hen house around back. But a rancher? A successful cattleman? I doubt it. Ruth was a baseball player. It's as simple as that.